NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Usually Long Player is a bit of a pre-recorded interview, but today I have a couple of guests in the studio, Freddie and Sam from Racket Club.
Kia ora.
Hello, hello.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
It's really nice.
Beautiful day.
Is it? I mean, I feel like I've been saying it's a sort of overcast.
We were talking about how muggy it was.
But you're from Wellington.
Well, yeah, we drove up yesterday, so it's considerably warmer up here.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Just been exclusively t-shirts since we got here.
Yeah, the Isthmus provides more tropical kind of Pacific vibes for sure.
Most definitely.
So you guys are from Racket Club?
Yes.
Tell us about Racket Club.
Racket Club is a label that we've started, Wellington based, of course, but really the mission is to represent the whole of New Zealand from just creators, basically. So musicians, you know, the artists that make the songs, to the designers that design all the product and all the visual elements, photographers involved, and everybody that, you know, sort of contributes, all creatives. Yeah, we're trying to put on for the whole country, really.
What was the prompt to start this? I guess you've kind of made it sound like a collective.
Yeah, well, I definitely view it as that. Like, you know, I think we're at the helm of it. We're sort of driving the ship. But, you know, it wouldn't be anything without the artists contributing their tracks.
Yeah.
Without the designers lending their time to Charles design sleeves.
Yeah, doing the artwork and everything. So
exactly.
Full team, for sure.
But it all came together because I've just finished my commercial music degree at Massey in Wellington.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And one of the papers there was a label development paper in our second year. And this is all a prerequisite to our third year, which you work on a major project for the entire year. And you can basically decide what you want to do. And after the label development paper, I was like, oh, this actually makes a lot of sense to just start a label. It just makes a lot of sense for everything that I'm doing musically. And, you know, we're both DJs, me and Sam. You know, we both make music, but we also like to put on events and everything. So a label was a really good sort of umbrella to encompass all of that.
Yeah. Label management paper sounds like an interesting kind of progressive thing to offer. Like, I definitely had dreams 10 odd years ago of forming a label, but it's something that people talk about is not, you know, very viable financially.
Definitely not.
What do they talk about in terms of that at school?
Basically, they hammer home the fact that you're in this for the love. You're not going to make money off it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's to do something bigger than that, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of important that there's room for smaller labels, because we're such a small country, there's not much room for people making independent music a lot of the time too.
Well, especially for the music that we want to promote.
Yeah.
We felt like there isn't a really a super accessible platform.
Yeah.
So we're trying to, you know, especially we're focusing in Wellington because we're just surrounded by so many talented artists. Mm. I'm thinking musically as well, but, you know.
In all capacities. I mean, across New Zealand.
So your first release, you've come up to celebrate the release of Network EP.
That's right.
It's like a little taster, really, because it's got four different tracks from different artists on it as well. The first one is Current Bias is the artist. The song is called, or track is called, State Smasher. Can you tell us a little bit about Current Bias?
Well, that's actually a real interesting track. That track's had a funny life.
Yeah, we held a friend of mine, Sean Myers, and I ran a sort of warehouse rave down in Wellington last year in October, and we used that for the promo video. And it got like a crazy response.
People
and
went nuts.
Sort of, we had there was a few different things that were gonna could have happened to it, but it found its place here, and I think definitely amongst a diverse range of tracks on a compilation, it was sort of
So it wasn't intended as a sort of track for single release.
Yeah, well, I think we, it's definitely my ears pricked up, you know, when we heard it. I think a lot of people's did.
Yeah.
And he's a good friend of ours, Jack. And so we're
just stoked to be able to put it on, and he makes amazing tunes. So
let's have a listen to State Smasher by Current Bias.
Awesome.
Thank you. That State Smasher by Current Bias, coming out on the Network EP from Racquet Club. I've got Freddie and Sam from Racquet Club here.
Kia ora. Back in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was...
That's not even out yet. I mean, that song is out, but the EP's not out yet, right?
The EP hasn't been released yet. We've just been running pre-orders, so pre-orders have been announced. So you can order the record and you'll get that track. If you order it through Bandcamp, you get the free download for that track. And
that dropped like a month ago digitally.
Yes. Yeah. We announced that November 20th. Yeah. So yeah, just under a month ago.
So you're pressing this 12-inch vinyl, this four-track EP.
Yes, Holiday Records are pressing that. So homegrown operation.
And
Holiday Records over in Wellesley Street. First club record that's been pressed in the country since the closure of
EMI
in 87.
And that those presses apparently got dumped in the Cook Strait or some shit.
Yeah, that whole myth. We've been diving. I went looking for it, but I couldn't find it.
Because Holiday Records, they opened up, not even a year ago, I think.
Real fresh, yeah.
And then aside from that, you're getting like acetate cuts, I guess, which are pretty limited. What's the deal with Hollywood? How many can you get pressed out?
Holiday Records. We're getting 200 pressed.
Yeah.
I noticed, because I'm pretty sure this is within like their first 10 pressings that they've done. You know, so really still quite fresh in the process. But it's awesome because they haven't like repurposed old gear, they've bought completely new gear. So they cut, like, even though they're only like 140 gram pressings, they feel really solid.
Crispy,
super crispy. So now we've been stoked with that, so we're going to be picking those up very, very shortly.
The cover work is kind of interesting. If I describe it to people listening, it's like you're looking through a net fence, like maybe if you're at playing tennis and there's the netted fence to stop your balls going out, and there's like some fern trees or something, so it gives this kind of pixelated, almost embroidery kind of effect.
Mum and dad have said like they describe like a tapestry.
Yeah, what is it, a photo or is it a painting or is it?
It's actually a local Auckland photographer, Josh Zito. Mm-hmm. So he took the photographs, and the brief was kind of just, I suppose to get an essence of what an urban New Zealand environment might be, but also, in some way, encapsulating some of the formal qualities of what might be seen or found in a tennis capacity, but without sort of just alluding to that and without being super
on the nose
about that. But which is exactly kind of what you kind of describe, which is awesome. And I think the best thing about what Josh has come to the table with is that nothing about that photograph is edited or photoshopped or anything. It's just a straight photograph, and that sort of netting kind of thing is just like a construction sheet.
Yeah, right.
In front, that was in front of the plants and stuff. So incredible.
Like, it has a nostalgic feel, doesn't it? Kind of when you're like a little kid and you're staring through the nets or something like that. Yeah. Hey, so the next track is Loquid and Hypna.
Yeah.
I was not looking at that properly, and I was reading it as a PH.
So Loquid is a stalwart of the Auckland scene. He's been around for years, been a lot sort of occupying the sort of like dub bass scene.
UK kind of like the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Scene for sure.
And that track, is a collaboration with Hypna, who's from Belgium.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure how that collaboration came through, but we ended up with the track.
I'm gonna guess the internet.
It's crazy.
It's a nice sort of introduction, because although our focus is to put on and to showcase New Zealand's talent, it's not going to be completely restricted to that.
Yeah.
Although all of the first releases, we do want to put on all the artists, the New Zealand artists first, before anybody reaching out overseas. But eventually, we don't want to be restricted to exclusively New Zealand artists.
Yeah.
Because we want to showcase
it. If New Zealand artists are wanting to work with people overseas and vice versa, that's...
I mean, collabs are just things that happen in artist development, aren't they?
Exactly.
So this track's called Whirl.
Yes.
Should we give it a whirl?
Yes, we should. Run it.
All right, let's hit it. We'll be right back. from Loquid and Hypna. They're off the Network EP coming out very soon, couple of days dropping.
We're probably going to be releasing it in the new year.
Oh yeah,
we've you know, pressing records comes with a whole host of unforeseen you know, issues and delays and whatnot, so to get that right, we're probably going to push it back to next year.
It's all learning.
Yeah.
Brain, it's your first release.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think a big part of it is that because we're wanting to like use local printers and all these kind of things that people we have relationships with, so that we're like, in the same way that a label puts on for its artists, we want to put on for like the photographers and printers and people that we're using as well. So just takes a bit of time to set it up, and then it's all way racing.
That's super cool. And I think like not only supporting local artists, but you know, there's a lot of you know, obviously there's been a huge resurgence in vinyl in the last however many years.
Yeah.
I think it clocked CD sales for the first time in like 20 years or something this year.
It's been steadily rising. I think it's like 6% of the total revenue for music industry.
Yeah, right.
As records now.
And I think with that, you know, because we don't have those presses like we were talking about before, the old presses that we had in the EMI one and whatever the other one was. In the New Zealand, lots of people have to go to the States and Australia and places to get pressed. Yeah. But of course that adds more stress on the environment to get stuff shipped around, but also cost.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, I've noticed it because we did obviously look around at European pressing as well, because we feel like the biggest market really for this type of music will be Europe. So we were looking around there, and the prices are considerably cheaper obviously because there's more clients over there for them press records. But you know, yeah, like you say, with the shipping and all of that, it was like, it just made sense to do it here.
I guess you could always like press some there for the market there and do it like that and just make your connects.
Yes.
You were telling me that track we just heard, Whirl, premiered over on a like special YouTube channel. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Definite Party Material is a UK YouTube channel that's been quite instrumental, I guess, into a lot of people finding this sort of type of music. You know, he runs a really good record label himself, and so he breaks a lot of these tunes, and is just a really nice guy. But it's a big platform, so we were stoked that he was keen to premiere it.
What kind of reception did it get?
The funny thing is that he ended up just uploading it, but not actually notifying us that had happened. So I found it like 4 days later, and I was like, oh, always put it up. So now we've kind of retrospectively been pushing it hard since then. But yeah, it sounds. But so far, the feedback we have been has been really, really good.
Oh, that's awesome. So tonight you got the show at Whammy Bar Backroom?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Who's playing at that?
Sam over here, myself as Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Salvador, whose track we're about to listen to coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett, who is part of Friendly Potential here.
Cool.
And Surly as well, who's, you know, one of our favourite artists in New Zealand. So we're really, really stoked to have him on the lineup too.
Did we say Peach Milk as well?
Peach Milk, yeah. She unfortunately has pulled out.
Oh.
So really, really good. We're looking forward to her set, but, you know, things happen.
It's still solid as lineup for a dance party. $15 on the door.
$20 on the door, $15 pre-sales, so grab those before they close.
Yeah, they'll probably close off about 5 o'clock or so, I imagine.
7 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, so get in there and get your pre-sales or you'll be regretful about that. So Benny Salvador, you said he's playing tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, he played a wicked set last night up at Whammy as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
his track on the EP is called Three Sons.
Yes, this is his first release. He's, you know, child prodigy in Wellington. He's an incredible musician and just a really, really awesome dude. So this is his first release, and the track came around because his mentor Ricky Gooch, who's also the people would know him from the drummer from Trinity Roots.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky lives with him and really mentors and helps shape Benny a lot. So Ricky, Benny, and Ricky's son Kiva, I think all sort of had some part to play in the track. So it ended up becoming called Three Sons.
Oh, awesome. I love that. Let's have a listen. Hang on. Give me a sec. There we go. Thank you. Salvador there with a track called Three Sons off the Network EP. If you just tuned in, I got Freddie and Sam here from Racket Club, taking us through the four-track offering. 16 years old, Benny.
Yeah, unreal, eh?
It's unreal.
That sounds like someone having a lot of fun making music, I gotta say.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely comes across in the track for sure.
Yeah.
Super unique, you know, it doesn't sound like anything out there. Like at all, and yeah, he's had a very, very privileged upbringing, being surrounded by amazing musicians himself. So he's just been exposed to it. He's just born to do this, really. Honestly,
you were saying while we were listening to it that Ricky Gooch, who is his mentor, was playing some of those drum breaks, and then Benny's taken them and
put them in Ableton, chopped them around, layered them up, done his thing with it. So it's a really cool collaboration. But yeah, Ricky, I think helps, you know, sort of. Just teaches them a lot and sort of shapes them, and I think they're really good friends. So yeah, always comes together, always interesting output, because Ricky himself is an absolute genius and one of the most incredible musicians I've ever had a chance of meeting.
Hands down.
The closing track on the EP is from Borrowed CES, who's been around for a little while.
Yes.
Yeah, what's his connection with you guys?
He's definitely the most established artist that we've got on the tape.
Corey's, I mean, yeah, goes without saying, he's an insanely talented musician, an incredible guy. We're super grateful to have his track on the EP.
Did you reach out to him and kind of hook him in to get involved?
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's a Wellington cat as well, so it's lovely to put on the people that you just bump shoulders with at the parties. But he's definitely, you know, when you sort of make your list of who are the top artists, you know, that we really, really want to work with, he's very, very close, if not at the top. So the fact that he was keen to submit a track, and he actually, you know, submitted a few and really made sure that we had the best one to fit the release. So working with him was a dream. Mm. So easy. Like,
it's quite a varied sound through the tracks on the release.
Yeah. Very much so. It's definitely a sort of a taster kind of, and we didn't want to kind of box ourselves in too soon. You know, we wanted to really keep it open, because the sound of New Zealand, you can't really pinpoint it. And each producer have their own sound and really approach it completely differently, albeit within the kind of realm of electronic dance music as a big sort of...
For sure.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's the club dance scene like in Wellington?
It's been getting better. It's definitely getting better. There's still a lot of room for movement and a lot of room for growth.
Is it venues that are lacking?
I think the spaces are, crucial, because I think, you know, as a country, New Zealand is still being introduced to this type of music and sort of the etiquette and the sort of ideologies behind it. So the spaces are yet to follow suit, but I feel like it'll be, you know, artists that we sort of like to work with and across the board, and definitely the people coming up at the moment, that will start to usher in a sort of a better approach to dance music. And I think that'll come through the spaces and through the consumers and the dancers, and who's kind of know what they're looking for and what they like to listen to and what they like to dance to.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's been a pleasure.
Been
thanks
really
for having
good
us.
To have you up. Yeah. A reminder again, people, head along to the Racket Club Network EP release party tonight at Whammy Bar Backroom.
Yes, it's going to be big.
Buy your tickets before they close off from undertheradar.co.nz. Otherwise, it's a 20 on the door. We've got Samuel Forbes, Scarlett Surly, Uber Driver, and who have I forgotten?
Benny Salvador.
Yeah, Benny Salvador. Yeah. Let's listen to this Borrowed CS track.
Long player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.